seem to match the other. Everything is covered with a fluffy layer of white, like a wedding cake you don't want to cut into. The cars, the bushes, the bird feeders, even the lids on the garbage cans are wearing white hats. It's so breathlessly beautiful. This is something I don't want to forget. A brand new world no one's had the chance to ruin yet. And it makes you feel lighthearted, too. Sandy starts doing ballet leaps that look pretty silly in a winter coat, and Yo staggers around as though she's drunk to get a laugh out of us. I look up and hundreds of butterfly kisses rain on my face. For the first time since we heard the news, I feel as if I'm waking up from the bad dream I keep having, where I'm being buried alive as a substitute because no one can find Poppy's body. I close my eyes, and instead of Poppy and Theotony walking on the beach, I see Poppy sitting on the edge of my bed on a day not long ago in a place now so far away, saying, "Promise me. Promise me." I shake my head to toss the memory away. Flakes of snow fly off from my hair. "Oh, don't shake it away," Sandy pleads. "It looks so pretty, like little tiny marshmallows. Anita bonita, Anita bonita." She starts up a chant. Her sisters join in. I smile, but I feel like crying, remembering Papi's marshmallow crown that Mommy reminded me about when we were in hiding. Almost anything anyone says these days can spark a memory. "Let's make a snowman," Fifi says. "Peas, peas, peas." It's hard to resist her cute lisp. But Sandy says she has a better idea. "Let's make angels instead. They're so much prettier." She coaxes because Fifi looks cross. Sandy explains how we have to lie down on the ground.